Greetings. Welcome to Deer Isle, Maine.
Now, this is an interview with Francis Marrott in Deer Isle, Maine, on May 25th, I think, 1979. And Robert Brown, the interviewer. And to begin, I'd like to ask you to maybe describe a bit where you grew up, what it was like, what was some of the leading influences, say, in your childhood, particularly those that might have led you into art.
I've tried to think about that for myself from time to time as I have, you know, considered my problem, which means that asking oneself, you know, what the origins of the direction that one takes were and how come. And all I can think of is that as a kid, I probably wanted to be alone somehow. I always felt that I needed some place to duck in. Although I can remember well living with other kids and enjoying other kids, depending upon the association with other kids, making it all right, as I remember, in a small town just north of Boston.
Or Reading. Danvers, Massachusetts.
Well, I was born in Danvers, but then lived in Reading pretty soon after that, and that's where I really grew up. But I was third son in a family of four boys, however that may figure, but in any case, from this...
Was your family in the arts at all? Or were
no,
they
no,
they
no,
in,
my
think?
Family was, you know, poor, normal, struggling family. My father was in the electrical supply business. My mother was a creative person. We think of, you know, her leadership in that sense in the family. She thought of education for the kids, and she thought of humanitarianism for the kids. And she was, very intellectually active, progressive, and even radical.
What way?
Well, let's consider her own background as an only child in a sedate Quaker family, then being sent off to friend school to see the world, and then deciding for herself after all of that, indoctrination, Quaker indoctrination, that she needed some sort of more demonstrative philosophy or religion for herself. And I don't know whether it was after she met my father or before that she decided to become Anglican, Episcopalian, in the little church in Danvers, Massachusetts. And it was an example of at least asserting her special personal motivation toward some kind of change and progress, always change. Anyhow, she's very, very animated and opinionated and domineering, but, intelligent person.
Did you talk with her quite a lot?
Oh.
And what about?
Yeah, well, I guess so. I got talked at quite a lot, I remember that, and, but, yeah, we read together and always were encouraged about some kind of progress toward excellence and progress toward social conscience. And but as for the art thing, she must have been alert enough to appraise my